Good morning, church. It's Wednesday, April 1st. We had a good prayer meeting this morning. We had about seven people who called in to our Zoom meeting. We're learning how to use that technology. I think we'll get better. We're getting a lot of good advice from folks, so we'll get better and better. And we'll have our prayer meetings each Wednesday at 10 o'clock. We may add some different meetings. Watch for notices on Facebook, and we'll keep in touch with email as well. And we've enjoyed calling a lot of you too, so look for that. And if you want to talk to us about anything, give us a call anytime. Please feel free to. I thought I'd just record a short little message this morning. On the 15th of September last year, that was my dad's birthday, the sermon was entitled Something There Is That Doesn't Love a Wall. And it was a sermon about Ephesians 2, verses 14 through 18. We talked about the way that the writer of Ephesians describes Jesus as having destroyed the what's called the mesotoikon, the dividing wall, the hostility between the Gentiles and the Jews, that dividing wall. And in that sermon, I mentioned a poem by an American poet named Robert Frost. And I was looking this morning. The poem we referred to was a poem called Mending Wall. And I was reading about it this morning and was surprised to be reminded. I guess I had known this before, but I just forgot about it. Robert Frost published that poem in 1914. So it was 106 years ago. But it's still just as timely now as it was back then. But I thought I'd take just a little bit of time and read that poem. So in the sermon, I just mentioned a few lines of it. But I thought some of you might enjoy hearing the full poem by Robert Frost, written in 1914. This is Mending Wall. Something there is that doesn't love a wall, that sends the frozen groundswell under it and spills the upper boulders in the sun and makes gaps even two can pass abreast. The work of hunters is another thing. I have come after them and made repair where they have left not one stone on a stone, but they would have the rabbit out of hiding to please the yelping dogs. The gaps, I mean, no one has seen them made or heard them made, but at spring mending time we find them there. I let my neighbor know beyond the hill, and on a day we meet to walk the line and set the wall between us once again. We keep the wall between us as we go. To each the boulders that have fallen to each, and some are loaves, and some so nearly balls that we have to use a spell to make them balance. Stay where you are until our backs are turned. We wear our fingers rough with handling them. Oh, just another kind of outdoor game, one on a side. It comes to little more. There where it is, we do not need the wall. He is all pine, and I am apple orchard. My apple trees will never get across and eat the cones under his pines, I tell him. He only says, good fences make good neighbors. Spring is the mischief in me, and I wonder if I could put a notion in his head. Why do they make good neighbors? Isn't it where there are cows? But here there are no cows. Before I built a wall, I'd ask to know what I was walling in or walling out, and to whom I was like to give offense. Something there is that doesn't love a wall, that wants it down. I could say elves to him, but it's not elves exactly, and I'd rather he said it for himself. I see him there bringing a stone grasped firmly by the top in each hand, like an old stone savage armed. He moves in darkness, as it seems to me. Not of woods only in the shade of trees. He will not go behind his father's saying. and he likes having thought of it so well, he says again, "Good fences make good neighbors."